Show. Head On with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! Hey, and howdy-do. Glad to have you alongside, on board, round and about, here on the porch, whatever. Glad you're here for this Tuesday evening edition of Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. You know that. Many of you do. Some of you are new to the program, however, and might not necessarily know that. So, yeah, that's who I am, in case you were wondering. No matter the variety of means by which you're listening to the program, we're awfully glad that you are. And no matter if you're listening live or listening in a podcast, we're thrilled to pieces to hear from you and know that you're out there. Email's real easy, by the way. I guess I don't give that out enough often enough. Bob@headonradio.com, okay? That's easy, too. Bob@headonradio.com. Got anything on your mind this evening? Start it out on the phones if you want to. Or we can start it out with me running my yap. Just to give you an idea of what is, in fact, on the way, about the beginning of the third hour of tonight's program, we will be having a conversation with Paul Waldman. He's been on the program before. Senior fellow at Media Matters for America. Darn fine guy. And a smart one, too. Good to know we've got smart folks on our side who know how to fight back. In this particular case, we'll be talking about the new book that he has authored along with David Brock. Paul Waldman, David Brock, Free Ride, John McCain and the Media. And I have a feeling it's going to be a Jim Dandy conversation. I've read the biggest part of the book, and there's a certain importance to all of this because we know that the media don't play fair when it comes to the pass that they give to, say, you know, the McCain-Turian McCandidate as compared to the persistent hissy of making, say, Barack Obama answer for his minister every day, on and on. And what's important, though, is to have the cold, hard evidence in front of us. And to see, it's not validation. This is the adduction of proof. Very clear proof. So we'll be talking to Paul Waldman at the beginning of the third hour of the program. Now, you all know that Dear Leader came out of his hidey hole today, right? Spider hole. It's George Bush. It'd be more like a gopher hole. Saddam Hussein was all scary and spidery, so it was a spider hole. George Bush? No. Gopher hole. Mole hole. There you go. Came out of his mole hole long enough to tell the world that the economic disaster that he has created is, of course, as is the case with the entirety of George Bush's miserable life, someone else's fault. In this case, Congress. Now, I'll bet you, Mark Levin being the Jim Dandy lawyer that he is, I'll bet you he could tell you about the little saying they teach you in law school where they tell lawyers, in any given case, if you have the facts, pound on the facts. If you have the law, pound on the law. If you have neither, pound on the table. Well, that sort of applies for George Bush, too, because George Bush doesn't have the facts, so he can't pound on the facts. He doesn't have the law, so he can't pound on the law. And so, having neither, he's forced to pound on the Congress. In other words, this little low-rent tirade, the pissy little hissy that he threw today, it's kind of like a confession is what it is. He's admitting he's a screw-up. And it got really snarky and snitty on a question with Martha Raddatz, who wanted to know a little bit about, you know, the fact that Afghanistan is quickly swirling down the toilet. Did you catch the story over the weekend? They tried to have a little parade, and they're so desperate for a parade in Kabul, Afghanistan now, that they have to throw parades marking the fact that they threw the Soviets out. Yeah, really. They don't have parades for throwing the Taliban out because nobody would come. Because except for Kabul, either the warlords or the Taliban are still running Afghanistan. So they have a parade to mark the fact that they threw the Soviets out a long, long time ago. And so our ambassador's there, and Sir Oliver something-something hyphen something or another, the UK's ambassador, is there. And all of a sudden, there's like rockets and mortar fire, and it's not fireworks, and they're small arms. They crack, 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 bang, 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 bang. And guess what? It isn't ceremonial. It's somebody trying to kill Hamid Karzai, the former Union Oil Pipeline executive. Now, take it easy. Rest easy, rest easy. Hamid Karzai is okay. His head is still attached to his neck, which is still attached to his shoulders for the time being. It won't always be that way, most likely, because we're failing in Afghanistan just like we failed in Iraq, and it's got to make being, you remember that movie a few years ago, Being John Malkovich? Wouldn't you love to see a version of it called Being Hamid Karzai? What? Who? Where? Huh? What? Duck! So, a simple question. Bear in mind, this is the White House press corps. They don't exactly do the hard work or the heavy lifting as journalists go. But Martha Raddatz wanted to just sort of get a couple of things cleared up with the chimperer. So she asks a question and tries to follow up. And dear leader... Well, dear leader, him not like it. Check it out. Sometime.
I'm pleased with the Afghan army that when they're in the fight, they're good. I wish we had completely eliminated the radicals who kill innocent people to achieve objectives, but that hadn't happened yet.
Okay, first of all, remember how the Republicans used to say, oh, my friends, you have to parse everything that Bill Clinton says because everything means something else. I'm pleased with the Afghan army when they're in the fight. In other words, when we can find them. Hey, you guys want to come out and fight with us? Oh, no, that is okay. We will stay right here. We are very, very happy. Right here. Behind the walls. Happy. We are. You go. Okay? Great. Very pleased with the Afghan army when... When they fight. When they fight.
So I think it's very much in our interest to continue helping the young democracy. And we will, yeah.
So
obviously,
we've
got a follow-up.
Do you think we're
winning? I do.
Winning?
I think we're making good progress. I do. Yeah.
Can I just add to that a couple of weeks
ago? No, you
can't.
This is the second follow-up. You usually get one follow-up.
What a jerk! No, you're asking a second follow-up. You don't get two follow-ups. How can you have your meat if you don't eat, how can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat? You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat. No fruit cup.
Nice enough to give you one. I didn't give anybody on this side a follow-up, and now you are trying to take a second follow-up. I know you try. Yeah. No, they just cut off your mic. You can't. No.
Good God. They cut off Martha Raddatz's microphone because she might ask him a tough question about Afghanistan, about those troops that are so good when they fight. Whoop! Never mind being Hamid Karzai. Yeah, I think there's a fascinating movie to be made in being George Bush. You know, a couple of slacker Republican kids who won't sign up for the military find a way to get inside Bush's skull. Only thing is, it'd be all, you know, icky with them trying to fight their way through all the cobwebs and empty spaces and sloshy stuff that's left over from from all the booze he poured onto his brain. Great guy. So, he's already getting snitty with Martha. See, they cut your microphone off.
Now she's going to go without the mic. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
You said that in Iraq in 2006, you said we were winning and the strategy was working to keep up troop morale. How can we believe that you're not doing the same thing
here?
Are
you trying to ask me that question before as a repeat? Look, I said, but can I finish, please?
No, you're an idiot.
The question you asked me before at the exclusive I gave you on the ranch was, you said that we were winning in the past.
At the exclusive I gave you on the ranch. Is that what they're calling it these days? An exclusive. Ah, are we going to have to subpoena address now? One wonders.
Also said that there was tough fighting. Make sure you put the comments in place. So what I'm going to tell you now is we're making progress in Afghanistan, but there's tough fighting. I'm under no illusions that this isn't tough. I know full well we're dealing with a determined enemy. I believe it's in our interest that we defeat that enemy. And so, yeah, we're making progress. But it's also a tough battle. We're facing people who are willing to strap bombs on themselves and walk into places where the innocent, you know, dwell.
Dwell?